Good evening and welcome to the Coffee Klatch. I'm Marianne Russo along with my co-host tonight, Chuck Wally. We are thrilled to bring Lou Joffrey on with us tonight. He is the founder and president of Life Protect. And for those caring for an autistic child, a parent with Alzheimer's, or God forbid both in the sandwich generation, tonight's guest will tell us about the latest technology to give you some peace. Life Protect offers a GPS tracking system that truly is second to none, and it will keep your loved one safe and protected. As many of you know, one of the many tragedies last year was that of the Medlem family, and I would like to read a little excerpt from a letter from Sheila Medlem about Life Protect. And she writes, "As a parent who has lost a child to autism and wandering, all I can say about Life Protect is that it is a resource that I would have loved to have for my son prior to his death. I truly believe that the technology that is available through Life Protect is an incredible tool that dramatically increased the chances of bringing our children home alive." And, you know, that says it all. So please welcome Lou Joffrey. Hi, Lou. How are you? Apologies, the switchboard is...
Lou's so happy to be with us, he's speechless.
Okay, I'm trying to bring him on. We're having a little problem with the switchboard tonight. Lou, if you're listening, if you could call back in. I see you on here, but it says that you've timed out, so if you could call back in. I would really appreciate it. Here we go. Lou, are you with us? Lou?
Hello.
Yay.
Hi. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I thought it was
Chuck is on
end.
With
Nobody...
us. How are you tonight? I introduced you. I'm sorry you missed it.
I'm sorry I missed it as well. Hi, Marianne. How are you? Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Lou.
I wanted to start off the interview. I was basically, introduced you, and I read a little bit from the letter that Sheila Medlem had written about Life Protect and how, how invaluable it could be to parents and, people with Alzheimer's. So, I wanted to start off with you just telling us a little bit about yourself, about Life Protect, and, what makes you so passionate about what you're doing?
Well, First and foremost, I have been an advocate in the autism community and the special needs community for almost a decade. And basically, what's driven me to that is I consider myself kind of a family mouthpiece of being a caregiver for two autistic children. Aspect of what drives me is the fact that I've been a 30-year technologist in all facets of touching everything from software application to hardware integration to messaging infrastructure, wireless, and as of the past 4 or 5 years, getting more involved with the type of technology in the wireless space, such as radio frequency, GPS, cellular, and various other technologies that make up many of the products that are in the personal location GPS technology space that Life Protect provides. So it's twofold. One is there's a personal commitment to the special needs community where there are tons of at-risk wanderers, whether it be in the autism, Alzheimer, brain trauma injured, Down syndrome, schizophrenic. I mean, we can label so many different disabled categories, but secondarily is the fact that I see how this technology is getting only better and how we're able to leverage some of the technologies to monitor and prevent wandering. So it's a technology as well as a personal vendetta against wandering that I have. So that's kind of my passion and where it's driven from.
Yeah, and you know, you really are very active in the community. I mean, it, you know, I when I was reading up about what you've been doing, it really is incredible. And you know, I think we've all heard, you know, so many heart-wrenching stories over the past year of children wandering and either being missing or, you know, tragically found dead. And you know, many children with autism are also easy targets for child predators. So, how does Life Protect keep these children safe?
Well, it's not just about the technology. There are organizations. I don't know, you had mentioned a little bit before about Sheila Medlem. For those who don't know Sheila, she had lost her son Mason back in July of last year, and she has this organization called the Mason Allen Medlem Foundation, and what they're promoting is Mason Alert. And Mason Alert, unlike Amber Alert, where Amber Alert is a different, in a whole entirely different system, is there to protect or in the process of getting enough momentum throughout the various law enforcement organizations, such as Take Me Home, A Child is Missing, a bunch of other organizations, that this alert will help the people that are disabled. It actually, unlike the Amber Alert, which is a child needs to go missing due to an abduction or something like that. This is a scenario that, coupled with the technology that is being built as we speak and has been out there for quite a few, it's just a matter of getting the momentum up, is an entire platform of things that need to happen to protect the individuals that are out there. What Mason Alert will be is an alert system similar to Amber, but it will also tie into the Take Me Home type programs where the law enforcement community will have a local database of the information of the individual prior to the that individual getting lost or accidentally or unlawfully. So the other part of the process is to use the technology, whether it be a Project Lifesaver bracelet or an EM Finder, UTDOA. We'll talk a little bit about the competitive products that are in the space, or the various 20 different manufacturers that Life Protect represents. And the way that this technology will work in conjunction with law enforcement, because we're starting to deploy it through many different search and rescue organizations, first responder organizations, law enforcement organizations, and healthcare institutions, is that we will, we put the onus and the responsibility on the caregiver, whether it be the individual family member who's responsible for the Alzheimer patient, the parent who's responsible for the child. In some cases, we've even had educational programs throughout the country contact us to help with individuals because the IEP states that they need to have some type of protection so the child doesn't wander off from school. So, there's two parts. One is obviously to work within the law enforcement community. The second is to take this technology, get the word out that there are certain components within this technology that will work together, and that's kind of what Life Protect does. We're a community that focuses on spreading the word. You know, we mention a bunch of organizations that are out there that provide technology that helps save lives, and that's, where we're at.
I just want to say that we have quite a few callers already, and we are going to be taking calls at the end of the interview. So you can hold on or you can call back, but we're going to go through the interview, and then we will be taking some of your calls.
That's fine. Hey, Marianne, I also want to mention, if we can just if we can give the Life Protect website, in between so people can actually, cause I talk more about the specific products and how they differentiate the six factors that you need to know to determine which is the best solution that fits your requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing is to remind people that we're going to do, I don't know if you'd mentioned in the introduction that we're going to donate a device to a specific family that, I don't know if you mentioned that, but that's something that
I haven't yet,
talk
so go
about.
Right ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
Very
do that.
Very generous. Well, we appreciate that.
We can talk about it at the end and what the requirements are. if you want.
Well, you know, I just have a few questions, and then I'm going to hand a lot of this over to Chuck, because technology is, you know, not my thing. But, you know, it just seems to me that there really is a rise in, you know, what we see on television about, you know, children wandering and elopement. And, you know, do you feel that there is really a rise, or do you feel it's more publicized by the media?
It's been a lot more sensationalized, but at the same time, let's look at some of the components of why there is a rise, why there will be a consistent upswing of the number of people that wander off. First of all, we have a 5.3 million population here, just in the U.S. alone, of people with Alzheimer's, and the numbers vary, but if you take that 5.3 million, 90% of them have either the propensity to wander. 73%, depending on those numbers that, you know, who's doing. I know Alzheimer's.org gives different numbers than, you know, the Alzheimer's Association. But there's a very high level or high percentage of the amount of people that are in that classification of Alzheimer's. And you've got, obviously, in the baby boomer space, a considerable amount of people moving into that category. Not that everybody will be Alzheimer's, but we'll have Alzheimer's, but we're going into that. For autism, I mean, just look at the what I promote on our blogs and what we discuss is just the percentages of how many children now are diagnosed on the spectrum. So, and then you take into consideration brain trauma, injured people coming back from the war, all right, that have this coming back from both wars that have specific cognitive disorders and so forth. So adding all that together, there is a considerable amount more people that might need some assistance with wandering prevention.
Right. And, you know, before we go further in the interview, I do want to give out your website, which is Life Protect, LifeProtect.com. So that if you're listening, you can go check out the website and you could follow along when they start talking about the different devices. So let's start with a child. Let's say a child with autism or Down syndrome. How is this device worn, and how are they able to take it off? Tell us a little bit about the device itself.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about a few of the various devices that are out there. The one that seems to me the most requested in the Life Protect line is a device called the Locate You NewMate Plus, and the device is a wrist-based watch. It's a watch and a GPS that you have the ability to set up what is called a geofence or a zone or a perimeter around your house, around your school, around the park, around a neighborhood, the device actually locks on to the child. You need a special tool to remove the device from the wrist. It can be worn on the ankle, and we all know that there are sensory issues in the special needs community. Some children won't wear wristwatch because of the sensory issues on their wrist, or we might have to put it on their ankle or around their belt strap or whatever. But this seems to be a product that is becoming more and more prevalent in the community. And the great news is that we had released the first version of this product, which was called the NewMate, about a year or so ago. Didn't get the kind of results we were getting. Battery life was horrific. We were expecting 48 hours of battery life from standby mode. We weren't getting that. And the manufacturer, LocateU, based out of the UK, just released the next version of the product, which we were expecting in the end of this week, early next. So all those back orders of people that are listening, I'm hoping to get all these orders out there. And so the way the device works is you have the ability to connect to the device through SMS, which is where you're going to each device has a SIM card in it, a T-Mobile or AT&T SIM. And we're talking about the LocateU right now. What you're going to have is a phone number attached to the wrist device. So in other words, what you're going to do is you're going to text message the device WRU, which stands for Where Are You, and immediately that message is sent to the device that your child is wearing that they can't take off, and will text you back with the exact coordinates of the location. And if you have a smartphone, you know, that, like an iPhone or a BlackBerry or an Android, what it will do is actually bring up the map on your cell phone or your smartphone of the exact location. It'll give you like a little bubble. Anybody that's looking to find out more, we give great demonstrations. We're starting to do webinars now on the technology that shows how this works. It's very, very simple. So that's the first product for the child for the children's category. Now, the technology that the LocateU represents, and I don't want to go too much in detail because it's on our website. You can look at the comparative guides, and we're updating the website with a lot more information because there are a whole bunch of new products coming out. But the LocateU device does not have what the Amber Alert GPS technology has, and that is two-way voice dialing or two-way calling, which means your device is actually a cell phone. So your 5 to 13-year-old, if you don't feel like you want to give your child a cell phone, because we all know the answer is, GPS, you can actually download an application for a few dollars a month that you can load onto a phone and track your child wherever they go. The scenario for the technology that we provide is a child that you don't necessarily feel is responsible enough or has the ability to have a cell phone 24/7. And that's why these devices attach. And with the Amber Alert GPS, which is also a cell phone, it has an SOS button. So if your child is in a situation where they're on a school bus, they're left on a school bus, it happened today. I just blogged about it. I think it was earlier this week. All he would do is push an SOS button, and it would send an alert saying, "Hey, Mom, I'm on the bus." It won't say that, but it will say, "Here's my problem. This is where I'm at." And you'd actually go to the location where the bus is. So
that is just absolutely incredible. It's just incredible. Chuck, I hope you can step in now, because I wanted to, since you are talking about the devices, that maybe you two can discuss what are the 6 critical factors to determine which personal GPS fits best for the child or the adult or the situation.
Sure.
Sure. And Lou has a good comparison grid on his website. It's at thelifeprotect.com, and there's a little place to click on for the comparison grid. And see, Lou, you have 4 products here?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's being updated. We'll have up to about 14 products coming in on the comparative analysis. So,
right.
But the majority of the products, like the Amber Alert, that's the old 2G version. There's the new 3G, different form factor. It's got the cell phone capability or two-way calling. LifeHack is still the S911, the device that will locate you, but it shows you the comparative. And the iZone, which is a product based in Canada that works on a Rogers SIM. So we wanted to show the various form factors when we did this. The next generation of our comparison grid has probably 90%. Of the products, inclusive of products that are not necessarily GPS cellular. It's the EM Finder UTDOA technology. And then you've got, obviously, the products that Project Lifesaver uses, whether it be LoJack, SafetyNet, or CareTrack, or some of the other products that are out there in the RF-216 frequency technology.
Right.
Excuse me.
So what are the 6 critical factors that we use to determine what personal GPS would fit best?
Okay, well, what's most important when we actually go out and we start talking to people, the most important thing that people have to understand is that this technology is reliant on cell coverage, all right? There's whether it be an AT&T, a T-Mobile, Rogers, Jasper, there are so many different manufacturers today that are making SIMs for these devices. You can actually go into an AT&T store, a T-Mobile store, and request a SIM, and majority of the devices you'd actually be able to put the SIM and go on a monthly plan. The fact is that every one of these devices is reliant on cellular technology. So if you're in a specific area, such as, the Blue Ridge Mountains in the middle of the valley, all right, the chances of you getting cellular coverage in that area are slim to nil. And what that means is you're only going to pick up GPS. In that area. So you'd actually be able to be within a certain range of where that individual is, but the chances of, a much broader search and rescue effort would be taken in. But the good thing is, once that person came in, say if they were heading they were in the Blue Ridge Mountains and heading on a Greyhound bus towards Ohio, you would then pick them up and know that, you know, once they get into a range where they're red, that they're traveling towards Ontario, or I'm sorry, towards Ohio. And there are some other, specifics to the fact that you're also limited to the amount of battery life, because it works like a cell phone. You have to charge it every 48 hours, depending on, some only last 24-hour battery life. Some of them last 5 days, and then we'll talk about the next generation, Chuck, and we talked a little bit about this afternoon, about what the next generation of this technology is with 30 to 60-day battery life, which monitors indoors that takes, all right, and we'll talk a little bit about that, because that's like the big hurrah for us, and we're coming out with that this quarter. So the second thing is obviously, so we talked about the cell coverage, how important the cell coverage is, battery life.
And one thing I think that's important, I think is important, that when you have the GPS and you have the cellular, you have, you know, in most places you have that, it's some redundancy that's built in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The way the technology works is when you have GPS and cellular, I don't want to go too technical, but the two technologies converge together. They triangulate and pinpoint the location of the individual who's wearing the device. Some of these devices, if you were to take, like in the case of the Locate You, which is the child watch that I talked about before, if the device is detached from the individual, once that device comes off, and it's a very different, you can't cut it off because it's a steel, a steel belt or a steel band that you know, it doesn't look like a steel band, obviously it looks like a rubber band, but once the device is detached, an alert goes out to, an SMS text will go out to the individual saying that the device is now detached from the individual and give you the last known coordinate when that device was detached. It'll also send out battery alerts, and most of these devices do, low battery alerts. It'll send out, if you want, in some of these devices, there are speed alerts where if your child goes above 65 miles an hour, you can do a heat sensors, accelerometer, fall detection technology. So a lot of these features or some of the other things in terms of what we require to know of the individual. So it's part of that, the six factors. But if, let me go back into how the device applies to the individual, whether a child has sensory issues and you won't necessarily wear, anything on his wrist. We have things on lanyards. There are things you can put on a backpack. So that's kind of an important factor to find out how the device applies to the individual, will apply to the special needs individual. Does it need to lock on? Do you need to have a device? Because in the case of Alzheimer's, I can tell you that one of our employees had someone that, she worked in a critical care hospital, and the police would always drop the cognitive disorders to the hospital, and the first thing they would do is take all their clothes off. So, no doubt they'd be taking off a wrist-based device or anything else. So we have to make sure that we know that the device is going to lock on to the at-risk, the at-risk wanderer. So, and then, of course, the price points. These devices range from anywhere from $99 to $550 are the price points that Life Protect, products present. And the great news about this stuff is there's a lot of activity in the various healthcare community for getting these products on health insurance coverage. In fact, because of what I talked about a little bit before, about the I'm falling and I can't get up, and it's called PERS, Personal Emergency Response System Technology, these devices can be covered by the insurance company. So I urge everyone, if there is a special needs individual, to contact their insurance company, contact the social worker who's responsible for those children, and find out if what you would do is get a doctor to write a prescription that you're in need of this device. And we've had lots of success on getting these devices covered by insurance. So,
I think that's a good point also, because, I think the older systems, they worked with some type of, I guess, a monitor out of the house. So, if the person fell in the house, there would be a warrant, the security would be warned. But if somebody falls when they're going to their senior center, that, I think that's a huge advantage.
You know, listen, Miriam, you know, I've gotten to a point where my parents are getting older, and I'm starting to see the next generation, you know, of people that, you know, are in need of these type of technology. To me, the people that want to be independent aren't independent with these PERS devices, with these first alerts, the medic alerts, and all the other things we see on the the late night advertisements that come on. And I have to tell you, it's not giving people independence. You can't go to the mall and worry about if you're going to fall. The technology that we bring, okay, is so different, is that you can be literally at the mall, all right? And I could be up in New York, in the mall in Virginia, and I could be up in New York, and you fall, I will get an alert and the location of where you are, okay, as opposed to you being near the base station of a PERS device. So that, to me, is living independent. That's giving people an opportunity to still live on their life, that they don't have to worry about leaving their home. Big difference.
Yeah, and that is so cool. And, you know, Lou, the other difference is, I think, with some older technologies that use the radio frequencies, you know, they have to have quite an infrastructure around for those, don't they? I mean, you know,
Absolutely. Doesn't
a town have to have those radio receivers around?
Well, there's a couple of different scenarios. And you know, like I said before, we endorse the work that Project Lifesaver does. We actually mentioned CareTrack, which is one of the Project Lifesaver technologies. It is a frequency. There are some advantages, and we spell that out in our compatibility guide to RF, the ability to, you know, to the ability that radio frequency technology has over GPS, it's more accurate in terms of indoors in heavy brush forest areas. However, there are limitations, such as after the first mile, the search and rescue efforts, if they're not found, and a large part of these at-risk wanderers go on and they usually are found within the first hour. But what happens if they don't? The situation is drastic. I mean, it's horrible. But you're only limited to the first mile, and then obviously helicopter support. They bring out the search and rescue, you know, the dogs and all the people and everything. In fact, the reason why I was running a little bit later this evening is there's a situation up in northern Connecticut that I want to talk about really quick, because I just found out someone had reached out to me saying, "Hey, could you help us locate this child, this boy?" And I'll talk a little bit about, because, you know, this is what I get because I'm inside the community of special needs, and saying, and this gentleman had a brain trauma. Yeah, he's a 17-year-old boy, had a brain trauma, you know, cognitive disorder. So, but I guess the other thing is the infrastructure that's needed for Project Lifesaver and some of the other scenarios are that there is a significant investment that needs to be made by every law enforcement community. And it's not it's not cheap. That technology is roughly about $50,000 to train three or four, and I might be wrong on this number, all right, based on some of the numbers, $50,000 to actually train the law enforcement. You have to buy this radio frequency transmission technology and then, you know, roll it out and deploy it into the community. And that means every 30 days, the you know, law enforcement agency that's representing the Project Lifesaver technology needs to knock on the door of the individual and change their battery every month. Have to go out, change the battery and the bracelet. Now, lots of people in the elder care community don't mind that. In the younger generation caregiver community, listen, I'm inside that. I kind of relate to what a lot of people are telling me, that there's good and there's bad. I just don't think that many people want a police officer. And I'm saying it's not even a police officer, the person that actually changes the wristband every 30 days to come to the house. There's this privacy issue of, you know, having your neighbors know why is there always a police officer coming to the house. So that's what I hear from a lot of the community. I've got a lot of people that are different that also say, hey, it's good that the community has a recognition to the fact that I have an autistic, you know, I have autistic children or what have you. So, you know, it's also a process. And when law enforcement believes they need to have a better connection with the community, and this allows them to have that. So there's some pluses and minuses to that. But the expense is still, you know, in certain cases, there are a lot of, there is there are quite a few grants that are going out for organizations like Project Lifesaver that will help fund the individuals inside the community that have special needs. And it still comes out to anywhere from $10 to $25 a month to have someone change the every month they come in, and there is a significant cost still every year for having a Project Lifesaver type solution.
I just had one question that I was thinking of before. It's not about the technology, but what if a child falls in water? Is this able to detect if a child is in a pool or a body of water?
Okay. Well, some devices are, and I'm glad you brought that up, Marianne. In the case of the LocateU device and some of the other devices, they are up to ILX7 certified, and that means 30 minutes underwater for three feet of water. All right, so you can actually bathe with these devices. You can shower with devices. Some are not even water resistant. So it depends on the product. If you're concerned, you live near the water and your child is drawn to water, that's one thing. There isn't anything that's going to signal if the device is in the water. However, there is something that will signal. There are technologies that we represent that have heat sensors in them. So if your child is left in the car, and the temperature in the car goes up, you're going to get an alert that the device is overheating. So the other thing I forgot to mention in one of the products that we have called the Amber Alert GPS, which is this product was just announced or just released December 1st. They have what is called a child predator alert feature, which is the device, the caregiver downloads the National Registry of Sexual Predators database onto their device. If a child is wearing the device and pays the monthly fee, if the child goes within 1,000 feet of a known sex predator, an alert will be sent to the caregiver. So it's another new feature that's in some of these devices.
Because, a lot of these special needs children are just such, they're so vulnerable to predators.
Right.
So, that's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see every child have this. I really would.
It's such an incredible thing.
Go ahead.
This is really incredible technology. Lou, you keep talking about the products that you represent. So it's you're representing more than just, the LocateU. And your specific products, aren't you?
Yes. We represent personal location GPS wandering prevention technology. And what the wandering prevention is that every one of our devices has the ability to set up this perimeter or geofence around the individual, around the house, around the school. It also will determine, all right, every one of these devices has the ability to set up a perimeter around the house and then around the school so that when the child leaves the house and gets to the school, you're going to get an alert saying the child arrived safely. If the child breaks the barrier, it just happened. I just blogged about it today. I think there was a child that actually said, I'm leaving now, left their school. I'm not sure if it was here in the U.S. I think Sheila had mentioned it to me. And the child left the grounds of the school. And, what is the parent going to do? They're going to blame the administrator, say, how do you let my autistic child leave the school? If they were wearing one of these devices and the child left the grounds of the school, you'd be getting alerts saying, why the heck is my child leaving the school? And the kid just said, hey, it's time for me to go home. And I've heard so many times over the course of the last 2 years, I've heard that happen so frequently. You don't necessarily hear it because there's always that cover-up from the administrative standpoint. The schools just don't
get
out.
I've heard many of those stories myself, though.
Mm-hmm. There was one other thing that I forgot to mention. We went through the six. One of the new things that we've actually – and this is where Life Protect differentiates itself from any of the other companies that are out there. First, because we represent an entire group of products and categories, as opposed to just one manufacturer representing the technology. That's how we differentiate ourselves. But the second thing is we have now tied into many of these products an emergency call center, a 24/7 emergency call center, which is the same call centers that are being used by the PERS device space. So they get friendly with the individual that's wearing the device. So when they have to call the individual to say, hey, where are you going? Sit down. Your mom and dad will be there in a second. They'll know the child by the name, and they will determine Okay, and the big issue with these devices and what law enforcement's concerned of with is the fact that, you know, you're going to get too many false negatives in the 911. We're going to bog down the 911 system. And that's why we put in between the device, the SOS, and the call center, the ability to have the call center determine if the police need to be or an emergency scenario needs to be deployed. If a child is an autistic child doesn't have enough peanut butter on their sandwich, you know, they're going to push an SOS button. Obviously, we don't want to put that into a 911 system. So I guess, the products that we represent are now being tested in these emergency call center solutions, and for an optional, 10 to $20 a month, you have the ability to, if you're not the first person that's getting the page and, you know, you're at work, the call center will pick up the individual, that call if there was an immediate alert needed to be sent out.
Yeah, that's a great feature because, you know, while the kids have these devices, you know, if the parents aren't by that cell phone all the time, they may not get that, you know, alert when it comes. And that's great. It's like having a technological guardian angel with the child all the time.
People give us the, it's kind of funny is we are the, what is the system that GM uses for OnStar? We are the OnStar for children,
right,
for people. We're the people version of OnStar, all right? And that's kind of the greatest thing in the world. I never had OnStar. I always bought, European or other international makes of cars, so I never had the OnStar. But I hear the people that have it love it, and that's kind of what we're doing in this technology. Can't do it with other technology. Can't do it with RF technology. There's no the greatest thing, and Chuck, I mentioned this to you today, was that the difference between the technology we provide is preventive, all right? By breaking a geofence, here is the difference in a 911 call. With RF technology, someone has to go missing. My child just went missing. He's autistic. Please send out someone with an RF transmitter so I can locate the child, as opposed to someone wearing one of our devices. My child is missing. The coordinates, his location are, he doesn't have his medication, but this is where he's at. I'm telling you where he's at versus go out and send someone to find
him.
Big difference. It's proactive.
Huge difference.
Versus being reactive.
And, before you mentioned the OnStar, we actually, our last car had OnStar. And I can tell you that it's just a peace of mind. And, you just always know that you're a button away from help. And, it's the same thing with this. I mean, it just will give parents, peace of mind. And, not even parents. I mean, as I was saying, our parents are getting older. And, on your website, you give a great analogy to, turning onto the wrong street or turning down the wrong hallway and that feeling of becoming disoriented and having that, overwhelming panic. And, imagine being stuck in that moment with Alzheimer's. And, it must be terrifying for an elderly person. So, why don't we start talking a little bit about Alzheimer's and, what you're doing working with assisted living programs.
Marianne, I want to do that. I also want to just stress something that's very, very important. And I would, over and over again, when I'm doing the presentations, I'm called on, all over the country to actually do these type of presentations. In fact, on February 19th, Sheila, I probably put a plug in for Sheila. There's a Mason Alert event down in Wichita, Kansas. Should be fun. A New Yorker in Wichita. I love it. But basically, talking about the technology, we're actually going to be with a lot of law enforcement. I think Project Lifesaver might be there. So we're looking forward to providing some of the solutions because we want to get these solutions out into the hands of the people that are in the search and rescue effort. But the most important thing that I stress, and I stress this with everything that I say, is the fact that all personal GPS and radio frequency technology are not a standalone solution. They're just one of the few tools that we give to caregivers, put them in their tool belt for the safety and well-being for those they care for. Nothing can replace the importance of guidance, protection, and the due diligence from parents and caregivers. This is just a tool in the tool belt. That's all it is. And
it's a great
tool. As you said, it's a peace of mind. So go ahead, Marianne. Now, you want to get into the other stage of working, what we're doing with assisted living and critical care hospitals and the great news.
Right, because, you know, I was thinking when I was reading about this, I have an aunt who has Alzheimer's, and initially she started in assisted living. And
okay.
I can remember when I went to see her, and I was just like, my God, she can just walk out her back door and go onto the main street. And, you know, it was just always in the back of my mind, and this would have been such a fantastic thing for her to have. So, you know, how is this, you know, how is this being received by the Alzheimer's community?
It's very, very, it's being received very well. Did I say that right? First and foremost, Life Protect was just awarded a significant contract for a very large assisted living facility. I think they have over 60 locations nationally. And what had recently happened over the past year is they had three people with a very low heart in these homes. There's a very high level percentage of Alzheimer's patients, either in their early stages or what have you. And what had happened over the past year is that three people had accidentally left the facility, and thank God nothing, you know, one was found, very quickly, and the other two the next day. The tragedy that you could only imagine if you put your parent or grandparent in one of these facilities, that you don't want to be concerned about whether or not they're going to have the ability to elope. And it so happened that, you know, they were looking at all the various technologies that were out there. And, I can honestly say that this technology that we're providing is so fresh and so new that all the manufacturers that we're representing are coming with the next generation technology, which we'll talk a little bit more about. Where there's a significant opportunity in what we're doing today are the facilities that don't necessarily have the lockdown, that have, you know, minimal safety preventions, whether it be a security guard that goes home at 8 o'clock at night, or, you know, there's no RFID tag for the individual so that when they approach the door automatically shuts. In certain cases, it behooves the organization to make sure that this technology exists so that this doesn't happen. So what we're getting a lot of these organizations, associations, and independent home care professionals coming to us to say, I have about, you know, X amount of people that I represent, that I go to the family's house every week, and we provide, you know, the necessities, but we also realize that these are people that live independently, and we're concerned that they might have at any given time the ability to just lose consciousness or lose, you know, where they are or what have you, which we all know happens in the Alzheimer or dementia community. And that's one of the greatest things about, the technology is, like I said before, you have so many features, and there are two products that we represent in the elder care community which represent this. And it's the same technology, just to let people know, it's the same technology that, you go into house arrest for. It's the same type of technology. You break the barrier and an alert gets sent out to the local law enforcement community. But with the devices that we have, which tie into the call center, is the S911 bracelet. It's a healthcare bracelet. It's also on our website. And then the brand new product we just introduced into the market, into the U.S. market, that we have that Life Protect has exclusivity to, is a product called the Harbor Technologies Xavier. And if you go to the Harbor Technologies website, you can get to take a little bit more. But if you go to Harbor Technologies, that's spelled H-A-R-B-O-U-R Technologies, you'll see a little bit more. And again, showing the demonstration of how the portal integrates into the call center, into, you know, how someone, the caregiver, actually locates the individual. It's incredible. It's fascinating because it's very simple to use. We don't want to, there's always that issue of, you know, the baby boomer era being responsible for their elder parents, and they're not necessarily proficient in the way they, you know, half of them don't even know how to use a phone. They know how to answer their phone, but they don't know how, they never text message. In the case of my folks, my parents never text messaged anybody. You know, they wouldn't even know how to get a text. So you got to be concerned about that.
A lot of them can't see to do it either. I mean, you know, my mother is legally blind. She wouldn't be able to even see it. But, like I'm thinking about people, I don't know if it's just my town, but we have two older women. One is always winding up walking into my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, I have a pool, I live by the water, and, you know, I get very nervous. And, you know, thank God, I know her and I know her family. But, I mean, this is a great device for people that really are in their early stages. That do wander, and they may have, you know, their grown children are out at work, and, you know, that's a real peace of mind also, because there are some people that may not really be ready to go into, you know, an assisted living or a nursing home. So, you know, this is a great thing for them too. And, you know, before you spoke, and I want to just do another 5 minutes and then maybe try to see if we can take some calls, but you spoke before about perimeters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was really interesting to me because, you know, say you're on a playground and, you know, your kids are playing. How can you actually set a perimeter for like an area like a park or something
like
that?
I'm going to blow it up to the next level. Last year we were called on by a couple of the major theme parks that were out there. I'm not talking Disney, but the magnitude of those organizations that we have a non-disclosure with. And we have been defining a project which would allow a theme park, to actually use the entire theme park. So if the barrier of the theme park was broken, an alert would get sent out to the person, the caregiver. So we're talking about renting these type of devices to where the theme park would come in, the way you would rent a stroller. You'd actually go and rent one of these devices. They'd put it around your child. And if the child were to accidentally or unlawfully leave the theme park, you'd get an alert. And the whole monitoring station of the theme park, it's quite a big logistical solution, which we start going back in, and we were actually this year starting to do two locations to determine whether or not we're going to be able to make this work. Again, it's part of the next generation of technologies that are coming out. So you can actually do something as big as a theme park. You can do a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can do your house. You can do a 25-foot radius. One of the greatest things that I do is when I do a demonstration, I take one of the devices and I say, okay, I'm going to show you now. I'm going to move from the front of my house to the back of my house, all right, and put it in live track mode. And you're going to literally see within 10 feet, how I've moved from one park to the other in 2 minutes. And I encourage anyone, if they want to see that, to call us. We give these kind of demonstrations. It is just the icing on the cake once people realize what you have the ability to do with this stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, you must love what you do.
No, I don't.
Because, I mean, this is just incredible.
Yeah, we couldn't tell that, Lou.
No, we couldn't. But, I mean, really, I mean, this is just such an amazing thing that you're offering to people. I mean, you're offering them peace of mind. I mean, what's better than that?
No, he's offering Dick Tracy's watch, too.
Well,
that's very cool.
You're going to have that stuff when you think about it. Think what you can do with your iPhone today. You know, I just think that we are living the Dick Tracy time. A lot of younger people don't know that, you know, what Dick Tracy is. But the analogy I give is the Jetsons or – the technologies here, it's a matter of now having the infrastructure in place. You have to realize, and I say this out to all the people that are doing radio frequency technology or UTDOA, that the key is that we all know that the infrastructure for cellular towers are going up more and more each day. The major carriers are fighting over coverage to get more people on their network. And then we have the whole GPS infrastructure. We know that the satellites, there are billions and billions of dollars being invested in the satellite technology that's spinning around the Earth every day. So this technology is only getting greater to a point where you're actually going to be able to locate that individual in real time. All right. Like I said, I mean, we all understand this OnStar technology and, the capability of finding a child in a special needs community or an adult in a special needs community is critical. To save lives, this technology is critical, and we're hoping that we can get this out there.
And for those who love or hate our cellular carriers, Lou, these devices are carrier agnostic as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Doesn't make a difference what carrier you're as the caregiver are texting from. The device is going to represent the country or coverage. And here's another important part. the next generation of these SIM cards are universal. What's happening now is you're country specific. So some of these devices won't work in Canada. But what's happening in the next quarter, I can't tell you the manufacturer, Vodafone, I just did, is coming out with a new SIM, which is universal. So that means if you're in Bermuda, okay, if you're in Pakistan, you're going to get it. You're going to text the message, not absorb any extreme cost to or make a phone call to that. It's going to be a universal SIM, so you can be anywhere on this. And if you're falling and you can't get up, it's going to notify me no matter where I am. And that's one of the best features. And let me just also interject. There's another technology coming out that has radio frequency, and this is the big hurrah that I was talking about before, that has radio frequency built in to the GPS cellular. It will work off a PERS technology solution, personal emergency response system solution, which is a base station inside the home. So when the individual's inside the home, you're not draining the battery. You're not taking the battery life that you would if you were roaming outside the home. All right, so you're going to get 30 to 60 days of battery life out of that. When you go outside, it's going to click off the PERS, off of the personal emergency response system, go right into the cellular GPS technology, and that's where, and then you come back and it'll be automatically charged again. This is anybody that's out there that knows RF, radio frequency technology, in connection to, this is the end-all be-all for battery life, for having indoor capability tracking, indoor tracking capability, and more importantly, is being able to lock on the device so that it stays on with the individual. And we'll be one of the first companies to release it here in the States.
Well, this is the technology is incredible. What you're doing is incredible, and your generosity in offering one of our listeners, this technology is just, so welcomed and so appreciated. So why don't you tell us what you're offering and tell the listeners how they can enter into this contest.
Well, you know what, Marianne, we talked a little bit about one of the important things is, and I appreciate everybody that joined us tonight, and I appreciate, Marianne, you given Life Protect the opportunity to hear some of the passion that I share, in the technology. The stuff's only getting better. What we've been able to do to make sure that we get the device in the right person's hands, the right caregiver or parent's hands, is that we would like to have, if you can give an email address that they can write to, the Coffee Clatch and tell us.
The Coffee Clatch at Gmail. Yep, the Coffee Clatch at gmail.com.
And we want to get as many people to write, their personal situation on why they would need a wandering prevention device. And what we're offering is not only the wandering prevention device, but 1 year free service, which is, depending on, it's either going to be the Locate You NewMate Plus, which is the child GPS watch, or when the new device comes out in April, it's going to be April-May timeframe. I don't, it could be March, but I try to push it out because the demand for this technology is coming out. When the adult version called the MultiMate, it's Locate You MultiMate comes out, then we'll also do the same program. But the Locate You NewMate Plus is the child GPS watch. It's on our website. The MultiMate, if you call us at Life Protect, our phone number is 800-939-3952. We send more information out on the MultiMate solution. We have a video of what that device does, and it's got that 30 to 60-day battery life that I just talked about. If you want to wait for that, that's great. But those are the two things that the two offers that we have, a child watch and then the RF GPS cellular technology. But we want to make sure this gets in the right hands. We've donated tens of thousands of these dollars worth of these devices last year. And, a lot of the organizations, when we just give them to the various foundations, we're not sure if they land in the right people's hands that really use this device to protect their loved ones.
Absolutely.
So that's it. We just want to hear people's
stories.
Very
generous of you. And we would really appreciate it. Send your emails to thecoffeeclatch@gmail.com. And, let us know why, this device could, be used in your family, for your child or your parent. And, we'll get it into the right hands. So before we end, we have a few minutes left. I do want to see if we can get a caller. I feel so bad these callers have been on hold. I'm not even sure if they're still here. But let's see if we can get one call before we wrap it up.
All right, fine.
Area code 636, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Hi, thank
Lou.
You for calling.
Hi, Marianne. It's May. Hi, Lou.
May, how are you?
Doing great. First of all, I wanted to say thank you so much for creating this device. My son doesn't wander often, but when he does it with a great deal of, let's just say, flair. I was halfway, and I'm only partially joking here, tempted to microchip him. So this is just a terrific relief for me to have this product, and I will soon be a customer of yours. But what I also wanted to mention was you talked earlier on about how this device was only part of a broader tool set, and I wanted to share with you something that our local police force had shared with us. I waited half an hour before I called the police for my son. And just as I was on the phone with 911, he and the dog came wandering back because my husband happened to be home that day and had found him about a mile away from our house. So I asked the police officer, should I have waited a half an hour? And he said, absolutely not, and your husband shouldn't even have gone after him. He said, when we get a 911 call, we send out the dogs immediately, and the dogs pick up the smell of the last person in the area. So when you I don't know if that's news to you. You probably already knew that. But when you send out these devices, do you have some sort of instructions for parents as to what to do if a child goes missing?
Well, there's quite a bit. We work. There's organizations, and may that is. What you just mentioned, yes, we're very familiar, but every jurisdiction has its own way of you know, the way they go after their search and, you know, locate an individual. Everyone is different. The way they approach an elder care versus a special needs child, the way they approach an Amber Alert versus, you know, a situation, every one of the jurisdictions is different. What's happening now is organizations like the Take Me Home program, they're based down in Florida, or organizations that were helping build the communities within the law enforcement. It's part of what the Mason Allen Medlin Foundation is doing in terms of Mason Alert, so that there is a process that is done. We will take into consideration, because all the products that we represent, we will put something like that on our website. I think there might be some information like that in our missing person section or the law enforcement section, but that is such critical information. One of the things that we stress is if you have a special needs child or an adult, register them at the on our website. I'm going to send to you, Mary, and we can post it. There are tools that we have that you take these tools, and there's neighbor forms, and I forgot the three forms mm-hmm. that we took. But you'd actually take those forms to your local precinct and say, hey, I have a special needs child. I want to keep this information on file. And law enforcement, majority of the law enforcement community will take that information. We have a special part of our website with these three forms that were put together by the NAA, the National Autism Association. But it doesn't necessarily, mean for an autistic family, any disabled family could use these forms. So you definitely, right. If there's any critical factor, May, and I don't want to ramble on, but if to get law enforcement, if you have a special needs child, go down to your local law enforcement, agency and register that child through either the Take Me Home program, a child is missing program. In the case of an elder, you have Silver Alert. There are so many different programs out there that they'll be able to help you.
Well, thank you.
Really,
thanks,
advice.
May,
thank
for calling
you.
In. Mm-hmm. We have just a few seconds left, and I did want to thank Lou for joining us. I mean, this is just invaluable information, and we will absolutely be posting it on our Facebook and on Twitter and making sure that the message gets out that there is unbelievable tools out there for children and for the elderly. So thank you very much, Lou. I appreciate
it. Yeah, Lou, great work, great products, great job.
Hey, guys, thank you very much for the time. And Marianne, I'm sure we'll meet in person one of these days. So
We'll hit up walls. We'll go to walls.
I hear you. All right, guys. Chuck, keep in touch. We'll see lunch.
Thank you very much. Chuck, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
As I end the show every night, you are your child's best advocate. If not you, then who? Become an informed, educated parent. Thank you for joining us tonight on The Coffee Clutch.